This is a song that alerted my account of ignorance with the knowledge of God. This is a song that revealed to me that my existence would have never existed if God had insisted I never exist. But glory be to God, I am existing today. This is a song that made me to know that my life shouldn't be lived by impatience. Because if my life is lived by impatience, I tell you, that life is no longer controlled by God, but it is controlled by how you lived, spelled backwards. Now spell lived backwards. What does it give you? The devil. I am not finished. This is a song that made me to know that my destiny is not in the hands of people in this world, but in the hands of the only God of Israel, whom this world was brought to life. It's a pity the world knoweth him not. But then, how can you qualify a God who knew that not all persons or persons would love him in this world, but still, he gave his only begotten son to die for your sins so you and I can be saved? How then can you qualify this same God whose unconditional love is beyond the comfort of your air conditions and the discomfort of your conditions at home? How then can you qualify this same God who doesn't in the race to prove he is the author and finisher of our faith? See, how then can you qualify this God whose shining glow doesn't need subscribers to rule this world? How then can you qualify this God who doesn't need to paint himself yellow and blue before he is called the omnipresence, because he is everywhere you go? How then can you qualify this God whose net worth is worthy beyond all earthly possessions? See, I tell you, you've been promoted today is the news to you. But before God, it is still. Because the Bible made us to understand in Hebrews 13:8 that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And not only that, Jeremiah 1 verse 5 made us to understand that before you were formed in the womb, I knew you and appointed you of my instrument. And before you were born, I sanctified thee and ordained you a prophet to all nations. So please, no news is new before God, because he is the source of goodness. So church, God has created us to shine beyond the contrast of life. Unlike the first word of the national anthem, which is arise. So as Psalm 60 verse 1 says, that we should arise and shine, for the light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon us. But remember, surrender to him and be his vessel unto honor. Also, please, don't forget, do not lose your praise. You were expecting, or regardless of the condition or the situation. Do this and you shall be a rising star, and you shall never fall. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.